In this passage, Jesus accuses the Pharisees of being hypocrites. And that word hypocrite in the original language was a word that was used to refer to actors. An actor was a hypocrite because they dressed up and acted like something they weren't. And that's really the definition of how we understand a hypocrite. This is what the Pharisees were doing. They were holding fast to their traditions, but neglecting God's own law in order to do it. They dressed up, they looked the part of holy, special people set apart for God, but in their hearts it didn't match what was coming out from their lips, from their mouths. They would worry about washing things so that it was ritually clean and pure. But then Jesus tells them, listen, it's not what goes inside, it's what comes out that shows you are unclean and impure. And so Jesus condemns them. He says they honor their lips, the Lord with their lips, but their hearts are far from the Lord. He tells them, it's not what goes in, but it's what comes out of the heart that makes a person unclean. And then Jesus flat out says, out of the heart, the human heart, is where all sorts of evil comes. And he's kind of making reference to, I think, the prophet Jeremiah. Prophet Jeremiah says this, that the heart, the human heart, is deceitful above all things. The human heart is desperately sick, Jeremiah says. Who can understand it? Last week, I mentioned the Mythbusters, a group of guys that test certain things to see if they're true or not. And again, the Mythbusters helped me in understanding this passage. Sometimes they test sayings to see whether the saying holds true or not. And one saying that I remember them testing, there's different iterations of this saying. Many of them are not appropriate for church, so I will try to make this as appropriate to church as I can. If I were speaking to a Norwegian congregation, I'd be a little more scared, but you're a bunch of Germans, right? Your piety's out the window. Well, we let it all go. So here's the saying. You can't polish a turd. Or you can't polish poo. You can't shine, you know. That's the German way of saying it. You can't shine. Basically, the saying gets at that you can't take something that is inherently bad and make it into something good. You can't polish a poo. You just can't do it. It doesn't, you can't, there's nothing you can do to make that not poo, right? And that's what Jesus is essentially telling the Pharisees, is that, look, you dress up, you act the part, you worship me with your lips, but your heart is wrong. And you're trying to polish a turd, and you can't do it. You can't make this look good. The heart is deceitful above all things. It's desperately sick. You can't understand it. They fussed about doing things the right way, eating the right things, obeying not just God's law, but the traditions they formed to put a fence around God's law to protect it. They fussed about all these things, but their heart was still far from God. Now, in the Mythbusters episode where this comes up, they actually go to a zoo and they collect excrement from ostriches and from a lion. And then using an ancient Japanese art called Dorodango, which is the art of making mud shiny, they actually gloss and shine up a ball of animal poo. And the result is actually quite astounding. They make it look shiny and glossy. It looks like a brown, shiny marble. They actually do polish it. It looks amazing. But when you break it down, it's still is excrement. It's still from the back end of an ostrich or a lion. It still is bad. There is nothing we can do to change our heart. Our heart is the seat of all sorts of evils. And Mark gives a great big list here. And in this list, he's not talking to the Pharisees. He's talking to his disciples, the people who follow him. Out of their hearts come all these things. All sorts of evil come from the human heart. So what does Jesus want? Way back early in the Gospel of Mark, Jesus was eating with a group of people, tax collectors and Pharisees. Tax collectors and sinners. And it was the Pharisees blasted Jesus on this. How can you eat and meet with these people who are blatant sinners? You should be eating with us instead. The Pharisees are the complete opposite of who Jesus goes to. They look the part. They look like a person who has it all together, like they live the right way, they do the right things, they say the right things. And the tax collectors and sinners, they don't. They're blatant sinners. Often in that category, we put prostitutes in that category. But those are the people that Jesus really likes. And he likes them because they know exactly who they are. They don't try to hide things. They're not trying to polish and shine up their heart. They know who they are. But what they do is they confess who they are. The Pharisees aren't. They repent of who they are. John the Baptist blasts the Pharisees because they don't repent. They don't lead lives that show they have repented at all. The tax collectors and the sinners, they do. And what the tax collectors and the sinners, and hopefully you and I have that the Pharisees don't, is the knowledge that all we can do is depend on Jesus. Jesus doesn't want to polish sinful hearts. He wants to replace them. Ezekiel 36 has this beautiful passage in which the Lord says, "I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanliness." That sounds to me like baptism, right? "And from all your idols I will cleanse you. I will give you a new heart and a new spirit I will put within you." He doesn't polish things. He just replaces it. "I will give you a new heart, a new spirit I will put within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules." Jesus doesn't try to polish it. He just takes people who know they're sinners, who know their hearts are full of evil, and he replaces it. He cleanses you in the waters of baptism. He places his spirit upon you. He gives you something new. And as he does, he works with you throughout your life to manifest in you the way he wants you to live. Now, certainly, we still fail many times. But you know, the beautiful thing about forgiveness is that the Lord has an abundance of grace to give. And as long as we keep coming to him to receive it, he will keep giving it. Amen.